We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Central Peace Notley MLA Todd Lowen. I know you've been kind of doing the rounds in your riding recently, and doing some town hall meetings with some of your constituents there. What have been the kind of some things that you've kind of heard from people around the riding there?
There's lots of concerns. Obviously inflation is one of those concerns, the price of fuel, the price of everything, and the shortages of supplies on many different items is one big concern. Obviously healthcare concerns with the lack of doctors and nurses in rural Alberta and the emergency department shutting down, that's been another big concern. And then I guess probably overall trust in government and trust in the premier has been another big topic as I traveled around the province and especially in the constituency. Those are the things I'm hearing the most.
You mentioned sort of the bit on sort of trust in the government and the premier. We know that the UCP has that leadership vote, which is all being done by mail. And instead of having everyone gather in, I believe it was Red Deer a couple of weeks ago, kind of weird how they sort of, I guess, changed the rules on that at the last bit. Why don't you get, your take a bit on sort of that going on there and the kind of the leadership of the premier and how that's sort of under review at the moment.
I think one thing that's very clear is that in a fair, open, honest, and transparent leadership review, that the premier could not pass that. He would fail. And so, initially they tried to, suppress the members, suppress the vote by having it in one place, one day, and make everybody travel to that and pay $100 plus the membership fee to be able to attend and vote. And that suppressed the number of people that were involved in the process. And I think when they seen that they couldn't win that way, then they decided to go to an open vote, and which allowed people to mail in their ballots from across the province. And had they done that from the start, and I think what maybe more importantly, what they should have done is had what the constituency associations and what the members asked for from the start is every member has a chance to vote. Every member has a chance to vote from their own constituency in a in-person ballot. And that's what was wanted, but I don't believe they felt that the premier could win that way. So obviously they've been developing systems and changing systems in order to ensure that the premier can win.
And getting on to another point you mentioned there earlier about the sort of the healthcare situation. Now we've seen some news recently about new doctors in places like Fairview and McLennan, but just this week we've seen another emergency room closure pop up. This time in Spirit River. I guess kind of seems like you fix one problem, but then like another one shows up. But like, what more do you think needs to be done to make sure that everywhere in rural Alberta people can get sort of consistent healthcare coverage no matter where they are?
Yeah. And this is definitely an issue, and it's been an issue for quite some time. And obviously there's been some things done to try to encourage people to come to encourage healthcare professionals to come to rural Alberta. But we need to do more. I think we have a situation now where I don't believe that we've graduated enough doctors in Alberta for our needs. And I think that needs to change. We have doctors that are being created, like local students are traveling around the world to become doctors, to be able to get into medical school, and by bypassing Alberta because they can't get accepted into the universities in Alberta. And then the process for them to come back, it takes a couple of years for them to get certified to come back. And so I think there's definitely a lot of things that we could be doing, again, graduating more doctors right here in Alberta, focusing them on coming to rural Alberta because that's where we do need the doctors. And also when we have doctors that want to come to Alberta, and particularly our own homegrown folks that have traveled around the world to be able to get into medical school, we need to be able to get them back and into rural Alberta as fast as possible, and not this convoluted time-taking process to get them certified to come back and practice.
And certainly when it comes to people getting healthcare service, obviously we COVID seems to be kind of winding down, at least we hope, but there's still some other healthcare issues, like in particular around opiates, which is still sort of an issue here. And I know you made a post on your Facebook page recently about some work that you have done when it comes to sort of addressing opiates. What do you think needs to be sort of happen there to help address that situation in the province?
That's something that's been completely overlooked through the whole COVID situation. So the last 2 years, the number of people dying from overdoses has increased dramatically to, two to three times as many people dying now as before. It was considered a crisis before COVID came along. Obviously, this crisis has even grown even more. And the government hasn't been talking about it. And I think that's maybe one of the issues right there is that nobody wants to talk about it. And I think we need to talk about it. People need to know that how serious the situation is and how dangerous these drugs are so that that when people are making choices, they can make better choices. We need to be able to help these people with their addictions and not enable them with their addictions, but help them to recover. And I think there's a lot more work that we can do on both regards there, both informing the public, educating the public, and then working with people with addictions to get them out of that that part of their life and be able to move on to something, you know, more productive and less dangerous.
Well, soon I hope that some things happen there. Central Peace Notley, MLA.Loan, thanks for joining us here today.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.